Bring yourself back online.
Remember.
Welcome back after an ungodly long absence to Freeze All Motor Functions presented by Bolin Media.
We'll get
Bamf. I am your host, Jared Borislow, joined as always by the man whose idea of volunteering is baby birding SpaghettiOs into the mouths of local starving wombats, Ross Bolin.
We're back, baby! We're back!
People have been talking about bringing Bamf back for years.
Asking. Incessantly, week after week, Jared.
Yes. And when I say years, I almost literally mean multiple years. July 10th, 2018 was the last day.
Did we put out an episode?
Isn't that absurd?
It doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
No.
That is a very long time.
That's almost 2 years. And
yeah.
I say almost by just like totally wiping away 5 months out of there, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's 2 years, Jared.
It's also like end of winter, spring, which is like the worst months. Those are the throwaway months.
Time is so relative.
Yeah. They're the flyover state of months.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
absolutely.
Oh, March. Nice. Thanks.
Look out the window, honey. It's March.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's been a very long time since we've dropped a FAMP episode. A lot has changed.
Yeah, no, it's to the point that, Jared, I hadn't watched any of the teasers or the trailers, and just the little bit of information I've gotten has me so excited for the potential of Season 3 of Westworld.
Yeah, Season 3 is going to be crazy. I would say it's going to be poignant.
It's inarguably sort of make or break because they're taking this huge leap. The show ended in season two, as you and I discussed many times. Like, it sort of put it in a place where they could do anything, and it could get however big they wanted it to get in terms of scope. And man, turns out they're really doing it. They're going for it.
Yeah. When Ross and I were talking off mic, because we're friends who sometimes talk when we're out of the studio.
On occasion, we do.
Ever so often,
yeah.
Usually it involves some sort of like payment on my end, like, hey, man, I got to pay you to appear on your podcast, because that's how it works. It's essentially I'm paying rent.
Or he has like a gun to my head and he's like, please, please talk to me, please. And I'm like, Jared, I really don't want to. Just pull the trigger. Kill me.
Yeah. Well, we were saying essentially at this point, like the first two seasons of Westworld could have been a prequel to what is now season three. Like realistically, one and two could have been all backstory for how this robot, potentially robot world came about. And now it's...
And now what happens?
And now what happens? I have no idea.
But we're going full futuristic craziness. It's going to be nuts. I haven't watched... I've got almost no information in my head as to how this is going to look.
Yes, yes. It's... What Ross and I have done, and I'll get into this in a little bit, is the most honorable... Usually, I'm the one who's not a hero. But in this case, both Ross and I are...
I was also not a hero.
But you... Well, you were not a hero, but you weren't like, I'm not a hero. It was just like...
Oh, yeah.
It was not a humble statement. It was like a statement of fact.
Just, I'm not a hero.
Yeah.
I'm like, just not a hero.
When I say I'm not a hero, it's like, I'm not a hero. Like, come
on,
guys.
You are a hero. Wink, you're saying wink. I am a hero. I'm actually saying I am not a hero.
No. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You stink.
I suck.
So a lot has changed since FAMF was last around.
FAMF! FAMF!
The FAMF horn has not changed. That's
no,
still
never,
here.
Never, Jared. Never.
FAMF is no longer brought to you by Grand X Media, as Ross and I no longer work there. Upon leaving Grand X, I was granted the rights to FAMF.
Woo!
And now Ross and I are working together, and FAMF,
dude,
Freeze on Motor Functions,
we're
is
so
now
excited
on Bolin Media, baby.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm dancing. People watching the video, that's another thing. We have video now. Because we're on Bolin Media, this podcast and every single Freeze on Motor Functions podcast is going to be recorded.
All season long, baby.
And you can find the videos of these podcasts on youtube.com/Bolin Media.
Oh, yeah.
Did I get that URL
that
right?
That is correct, sir. Every single episode of Freeze All Motor Functions that we put out that is not on Patreon, you will be able to watch on youtube.com/Bolin Media. This one not in particular, but for the ones moving forward, Jared, we'll also be having Twitch as an option.
Whoa, so you can watch it live.
Twitch.tv/BossRoland is where we've been streaming all of our other episodes of RBP and OCC. It's just a kind of cool way for... You know, the percentage of the audience that wants to watch the show live on Twitch, they can. But Jared and I, like I've said, it's been a very long time coming. You and I have discussed this moment for literally years.
I've been talking about this moment for all my life. Oh, yeah. Lord.
Very well done. And now we're here, and it's time to FAMF again. People are excited.
We've been teasing it. We've been talking about it.
We're tweaking the nipples.
Yeah, oh, you want FAMF? You like that? You like that? Kirk Cousins. Because Kirk Cousins just tweaking his nips.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
You like that?
He brought it back, which I thought was weird. Like, that's
nipple tweaking?
Yes.
Or you like that?
Both.
Yeah.
He's really making a lot of waves in the pumping up and also being slightly erotic circles.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
By the way, if you're new here, if you just watch Westworld and you're like, Westworld's coming, I got to find a new podcast, welcome. We are the best.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
I don't like to brag because I'm not a hero or anything.
You don't like to toot your own FAMF horn?
I don't like to toot my own FAMF horn.
FAMF.
We are the number one rated Westworld podcast on Apple Podcasts.
In all the world.
Doesn't mean that we're the coolest. Just kidding, it does. We are the coolest.
The best one. Most effective one. I'm doing air quotes. I'm reading quotes from the New York Times and other major publications. Greatest of all time with a goat emoji next to it is another review I'm seeing here from a very major publication.
Yeah, dude, that one was from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Former president also said that it was the only thing that helped me understand what was happening on this crazy show.
Our current
show.
President said, it's the very best. It's absolutely incredible. You can't believe what these guys are doing.
This is the best podcast. If you're watching Westworld, there is no other podcast you should be watching. Everyone says it. This is the very best podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. But also just remember, there is no comparison. This is the best.
The best. For those of you who have been wondering what the shiz your beloved hosts have been up to, Bolin Media is the media company Ross founded and has worked on full-time since leaving Grand X.
Yeah, we did it. We fucking did it.
Yeah, with ventures such as Frieza Motor Functions, obviously. The Ross Bolin podcast, which I co-host, and another podcast about Game of Thrones and now television in general called Oysters, Clams, and Cuckolds. Did I say that right?
It is correct. Yes, Oysters, Clams, and Cuckolds. Cockles, sorry. And no, there's been some confusion there, Jared. People are asking, are you going to discuss Westworld on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles? The answer is no. We will be discussing it in great, great, great detail here on Freeze All Motor Functions, our Westworld podcast. Mm-hmm. OCC will continue to be focused on TV and film outside the Westworld. And now we may spend 2-3 minutes saying, wow, Westworld was baller last night. Go listen to FAMF.
Yeah.
But this is the place for Westworld, all things Westworld, Freeze All Motor Functions. It should go without saying, but just in case there was some confusion there, this is your Westworld pod.
Mm-hmm.
Always and forever. Thank you.
Yes. I work a full-time marketing gig now, but on the side, I do this podcast, like I said, co-host Ross Bolin podcast, as well as run the At Tinder Convos Instagram page for funny dating app conversations. I'll be plugging that all year long, so go follow it so you can fulfill that obligation.
At Tinder Convos.
At Tinder Convos. And also, fun fact, Ross is going to love this. I'm obsessed with disc golf now. Absolutely obsessed. I play it at least twice a week. Guarantee you there are going to be disc golf references on this year of the show. So
if you're asking yourself, what do you say? Disc golf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the frisbee or the disc. Jared's in the forest. He's out there getting it.
Yeah, me and the pixies and the, what are the, hobbits, right?
All the other creatures from Narnia.
Yeah, well, what?
Narnia?
Narnia?
Yeah.
Does Narnia have hobbits?
No, but Narnia had good woodland creatures that would definitely disc golf with you.
No, like, for sure.
What was that guy's name? Mr. I'm going to look up some Narnia names. Jared, you do your thing.
Mr. Tumnus.
Tumnus!
I don't know why I knew that.
You have the big brain on Jared.
Yeah, this is also a Chronicles of Narnia podcast, but only The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, we don't fuck with any of the
nothing
others.
After that, because here's the deal. Mm. I love a good wardrobe.
Me too. Big fan. Cozy in there as well.
Speaking of wardrobe, merch. That's going to be something that happens at some point.
We'll make t-shirts, we'll make hats, we'll make stickers or whatever the fuck.
If you still want the Westworld as a sport t-shirt, hit me up. Because a lot of,
that's a good...
And it's going to be say Westworld as a sport, and instead of the Olympic rings, it's going to be the Westworld... This logo, our circular... Freeze All Murder Functions logo.
It's the Power F is what I call it.
The Power F?
Yeah. That's the Power F. That's our logo. Yeah.
That's Power F sounds like a category on a certain website that has pornography on it.
You're sick-minded. That's the only reason you think that way. I bet all the other people listening were like, that's a good wholesome name, Ross.
As far as what all these changes I just said mean for the show, we're back doing this pod 2 months before season 3, like two goody-goody gumdrop boys.
FAMF!
So you know FAMF is alive and well. We're still ironing out all the details and all the red tape and the check marks and the boxes and the
scheduling and planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We'll get there.
Philosophizing, but we'll get there.
Months away, Jared. Months.
Like I said earlier, what you can expect, every podcast will be on video, YouTube, Bowl Media YouTube page. Mm-hmm. The cold line will be back. It might be a different number, But I'm going to do my best to take the same number, even if that means I have to go and find some sort of telemarketing firm that's stolen it since then.
I think I can probably make this happen. I think I can make this happen.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm good at this. The hotline thing, I've done battle for 6 fucking months with these people. Now I've got it down.
Okay. Yeah, we need to get that. I don't
know. Also, if you're curious, Coldline is our hotline.
Yeah. Oh, see?
It's a Coldline. If you're new here, Westworld, get it. Jokes, we make them sometimes. It's not a hotline. It's a Coldline. Freeze, the motor functions, cold. You see what we're doing here.
People see. Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a bad job.
Please clap. Thank you.
I feel like I'm doing a bad job for new listeners, right?
I'm doing good, though.
No, you're crushing
it. I've got your back.
I'm like...
That's what I'm here for.
I love it. I was like totally forgetting that there's people, like new listeners.
I always forget. Hashtag teamwork. But yes, there will be a lot of y'all who are new here for Westworld that are looking for a podcast for season 3, and you found the right place. Welcome. Enjoy the cold line.
Here's why you pick us over the other podcasts. If I'm just going to do a cold pitch, like not the other podcasts, I promise you, aren't saying why you should listen to them off the bat, right?
Probably not.
Like, or I should say, they're saying why you should listen to them, but not why you shouldn't listen to the other ones.
To the other show. But yeah.
That's how we open.
It's called strength. So, Power F, we come in heavy. We shit on all the other shows to prop ourselves up. It's the American way.
We are the one that you come to if you want all the same depth and analysis and details, but you don't want to deal with, metaphysics and, quantum mechanics of the braid of the bicameral.
We're going to help you understand the show, but also have fun.
We have fun here. This is the point of our show, is to make you laugh. The medium is Westworld talk.
There you go, Jared. Yeah. And also, to be clear, for those of you who are, if you're new here or you're not, for those of you who aren't new here, you know, I come in every week thoroughly confused.
Yeah,
and I leave having Jared given me the explanation for things that I didn't understand, feeling much more better about the show. And in turn, that's sort of how it works for y'all. So if you, there are those of you who listen and you know everything that's going on. You understand everything. You just need a place to laugh and have more discussion. That's great. There are those of you who are watching Westworld like me. And when the episode ends, you go, what? And then you come here.
Tim the Tool Man.
The next day or whatever, and you get your pod on, and you'll understand, because Jared will help you and you'll laugh at us along the way, and it's a good time. So you'll enjoy Westworld. You'll enjoy FAMF. It's going to be a great season 3.
It is. It truly, truly is. I'm very excited about it. There's going to be some bonus content, too. Get into that later.
FAMF! FAMF!
Okay, now time to get into the trailer talk.
Let's do this.
So here's the deal. I saw the teaser trailer when it came out.
Yes.
And I thought Ross and I were on the same page.
I think I saw
here.
It too, Jared. It was just a really long time ago, yeah.
Well, either way, that's the only one I watched, because I said, after that first one came out, I said, wow, I'm not a hero. And because of that, me and Ross, who is not a hero, are going to not watch any trailers.
Pure.
We're not going to watch any trailers, because we're going to do a podcast when we come back. Our first one when we come back is going to be our on-air live reactions to the trailers. Now, I want you to let that sink in for a second.
Okay? Yes.
The two dudes who run the number 1 rated Westworld podcast on Apple Podcasts didn't watch the Westworld trailers for months.
Out of self-sacrifice for the listeners.
Yes. No other Not podcast heroes. Is doing that.
Not heroes.
None.
Not heroes.
We're the only one. A lot of people would say, well, the other ones aren't going to do it, because then they can't provide any
analysis
in between, you know, in like the 6 months in between. Like, it's preposterous. And to that I say, probably.
Here's the thing they didn't consider. They're all that analysis 6 months ago. Nobody cares. Dude, nobody remembers.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that tweet that guy sent out.
Now it matters. We're on the verge, the cusp of the season. We need this trailer analysis now.
Yes.
Not then. The fuck were they thinking? Yes. Idiots.
It's truly...
You don't want to call them idiots, Jared.
No, no, no.
Idiots.
I would not. You don't want to. You have to.
The dumbest.
So what we're going to do on this episode, we're going to play the 4 trailers. There was the original teaser, the San Diego Comic-Con trailer, then there was the Insight Anthem trailer. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that
is. I hope it's a music video.
And then there was the most recent date announcement. I do hope it's a music video.
Is it Nickelback?
It might be.
Oh, okay.
The Insight Anthem sounds like it's a mashup between like Nickelback and My Chemical Romance.
Oh, I was going to say, like, it's like, you know how Imagine Dragons is sort of the new Nickelback?
Yeah.
That sounds like a song where they like got together. They were like, we'll bring the best of the old and the new. Just fucking... Everybody will have cheese coming out of their noses when the song's in.
If you're telling me Insight Anthem isn't the name of the next single from Imagine Dragons, I didn't even think about that.
Jared, I don't even know what it sounds like, and I already love it.
I'm inside in, yeah! Bum, bum, dum, bum, bum.
That's the Insight Anthem, right there. If you want that track, you have to call us. That's also Bowling Media property. Haven't been spoken into this microphone. We Jared and I will happily provide you with it for the small costs of... $500K. Let's say $500,000. Yes. You can have the lyrics to Inside Anthem, which Jared just wrote on the fly. You're very welcome. Enjoy the gold record.
No other podcast from Westworld is going to be writing Imagine Dragon podcasts mid recording. That's just preposterous. Even assume
we just wrote an Imagine Dragons hit mid show. That's how it goes.
God, we're so good.
Best.
Can't believe we didn't do this for so long. We could have been making a lot of money just solely licensing and syndicating our music.
Really, we should have just been an Imagine Dragons podcast between seasons, and it was a mistake. Next time.
Season 3.5.
Yep. That's where we're at.
Get ready.
That's where we're at.
Okay. So
let's watch these fuckers. Let's get excited.
For the first trailer, that is the one everybody remembers because it was like, oh my God, the first thing we've seen in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Let's get it going. And we're going to have knee-jerk reactions.
Okay. So we're going to talk as we watch.
Yes.
Now, this is the one we've seen.
This is the one we've both seen.
Yeah. Mike, you can play it.
We'll talk as we watch and then talk after.
Yeah. So we meet Aaron Paul here, right?
Yes.
This is the one we found out. Aaron Paul is going to be our star.
Is that a gas can? Is he a sort of mechanic? What is that? Lunch pail, perhaps? Probably a lunch
pail. He's walking to work. He does have a mechanic-style uniform on.
Be weird if he was walking down the street with a gas can.
Yeah, people would
That's a futuristic... It's a self-driving motorcycle.
He has a robot friend, looks like Chappie. Okay, pause, Mike. Got a point to make here.
Mike.
We got something to say. Apex Legends, the video game I play every night. I'm obsessed with it. There's a character on Apex called Pathfinder. Aaron Paul's robot buddy on that bridge is just Pathfinder from Apex Legends, which I'm obsessed with and has me twice as psyched.
Yeah.
Is this his boy? Is this his robot buddy? Or is it just like a coworker situation? Like, you know what I mean? Or is this going to be is there going to be heavy robot involvement?
So here's my knee-jerk reaction. I just kicked the table. My knee is absolutely jerking right now. Oh, sorry, Ross. Sorry. So here's what I think. I think that in this, he's kind of sitting there with his eating his little lunch.
Lunch break, perhaps. Lunch break.
And this is a lot like that old iconic photo of like the two construction workers playing golf on a beam.
Yes. That's very much a thing. Yeah. There's all kinds of beautiful photos and paintings of that type of the guys building New York City. It's usually New York City at the top of the skyscrapers or whatever. Yeah.
So to me, what I took from this is not his robot friend. I think he does this job and he works alongside robots, but the robots have no like talking, no emotions, and he's showing how alone he is. Exactly. Like, this is a future where you are literally, you essentially, because you work with robots, you turn into a robot.
Oh,
You have nobody to talk to. You have nobody to interact with during the day.
That's deep.
And it's like, oh, we're not automating jobs away. You really are because you're making people work with robots.
So.
And then the people become robots.
Now, this is a very important concept because in our day and age with all the technological advances and it's a concern. People are worried about, all right, when is the point where we created the robots and then they turn on us and we get fucked? And they are perhaps exploring that element on Westworld.
Yes.
What will this future look like where robots are more prevalent and how will that affect humans and all the different AI that comes with it? And of course, if you're saying to yourself, my God, that is such a complicated subject to attack, that will be probably 10% of the show.
I really feel like automation and like where robots fit into society based on there's a balance you need to find between productivity and sanity.
And safety, yeah.
Yeah, like obviously, you know, automation is great for productivity. It makes people, makes
things go quickly, things go more quickly, less mistakes, less human error, sure. Yeah.
But
Terminator.
Terminator might go crazy.
Pathfinder.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Mike, bring us back.
And I also think that what they're saying throughout this is also a lot like that. Like, oh, I feel like bored. Like,
well, they got the Pink Floyd song going. Fantastic song, by the way. The whole album.
This looks very hosty with the waiter walking through.
Mm-hmm.
Waitress. Okay.
So Aaron Paul appears to be some kind of robber.
Yes, some kind of. Looks like he's a worker by day and like
a bank at night? Robin Hood
maybe type deal.
He's got a squad. He's got a motorcycle as well. He hits clubs. People
doing
are taking drugs.
Yeah.
Sexy Molly drugs. Flying
That's
spaceships.
That's a really cool spaceship. A guy pointing a gun in his face. Oh, it looks like Dolores shooting two people
Executing
on the ground.
Kid Cudi! Kid Cudi's
pause
in
it,
this
pause
motherfucker.
It, pause it.
Cudi's back. That's huge.
Kid Cudi is in Westworld Season 3.
Huge. But as we've discussed many, many times, HBO people, it's the place to score a show. If you're on an HBO show, you have a very good chance of being on a future HBO show.
Is that how that works?
Yes, it's insane. Every HBO show has prior HBO show people in it. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's a great place to get in as an actor. They will continue bringing you back if you fit the parts. I wanted to say Jeffrey Wright was a great example, but now I can't think of another HBO thing he was in, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
As far as doing like kind of knee-jerk style like this, you know, you kind of, we miss out on the dialogue, and the dialogue of really what he's saying kind of is like,
yeah,
you know, the future, this future, I guess this world he lives in is just like kind of boring and like very structured, and it seems like he's trying to like find some sort of escape to make his life more interesting, which I think is probably why he's a some sort of criminal.
Yeah, he doesn't seem fulfilled, Jared.
He doesn't.
No, he does not.
Even you think his robot friend would at least make like, you know, like Claptrap from Borderlands, like make some cool funny little jokes like, "Hey, I'm Claptrap."
Yeah.
Ask me to tell you a joke.
Claptrap walked so that Pathfinder could fly, though. Just for the
Can Pathfinder fly?
Also literally.
You know
yes.
what? Can we just this Zip is line. Such a dumb segment. Is Pathfinder a complete ripoff of Claptrap?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Claptrap is one of the best video game characters.
Look at this dude. I'm trying to see what's about to happen here. Okay, I have no idea. It's killing me. Aaron Paul is like sitting at this table looking very upset.
Talking to Kid
Cudi. That's what the Cudi one was.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
The vehicles at
the vehicles. That looks like the Cybertruck from Elon Musk.
Yep.
Now look at this scene. Jesse Pinkman is sleeping, wakes up just like the hosts do in Westworld, where it's a shot over their head of them laying in bed and their eyes open up.
So do you think he's a host?
No.
Okay.
But I think that they did that intentionally. Now into he encounters
teaser,
Dolores.
He finds Dolores in a tunnel.
Yes.
Which presumably is before the scene we saw earlier where she offs two people or after. I don't know.
I think it's after. She got injured in the
struggling.
Fight.
Yeah, she's struggling. She's leaning up against the wall. So the setup from the first trailer is essentially this. We've got Jesse Pinkman in the future. I'm sorry, Aaron Paul in the future.
It's going to be tough.
We don't know who his character is. We don't know who his character is. We don't know anything about him. He appears to be some kind of mechanic, low-level employee that then at night is making moves as a criminal. He meets Dolores at the very end. Clearly, we are in a futuristic world where there's flying cars, flying crazy airplanes, Elon Musk-style shit everywhere. And dude is miserable. And that's the you have to assume that trailer is sort of the setup for the season as well, right?
Yeah,
that's the setup for the season.
It makes me think this season is we're going to first learn about Aaron Paul's character.
Yep.
Learn through his character about the entire future, like
how what is our situation here?
Exactly. How everything's run, how structured everything is, how like maybe kind of like you know, what's the term I'm looking for, like authoritarian?
Sure, maybe. Yeah. Like, what's the government situation, the political situation, the social situation? He needs to introduce us to, because that's the thing with Westworld 1 and 2. We were always so frustrated, like, you know, we get the park, and it's crazy, this park and all the shit that exists, and we see the structure, the corporate structure of it all, so clearly the outside world is very advanced, and we always wanted to know,
what does it look like out there?
What does the world look like where when you vacation to Westworld to fucking murder pretend cowboy people, what's the rest of the world look like? And now we're going to see, but they have to. That's the first big challenge for this show, season 3, is utilizing episode 1 and Aaron Paul to do exactly what you just said. Set us up to where we understand exactly what we're dealing with. Then, presumably, toward the tail end of episode 1, if not the very end, we make our connection with Dolores and let shit kind of roll from there, I'm guessing.
We got a lot of glimpses into what the outside world looked like in season 2, but we did not get anything about the society, anything about the culture. It's just kind of like, you know, cityscapes and shit.
Basically, we got that look at the very end of the season.
And when he was like, when they were doing
yeah, that's true.
Right, but well, that was before they funded it, right? Like before they gave the funding. And so it's, you know, a few years before. So I don't think
we don't even know how many years before, right?
Well, they look similar.
But, they do.
But I mean, we do. I think as far as actors go, like, I don't think they were doing a crazy job of like making them look that different. So it really could have been like 10 years.
It's a weird thing for us too. Cause like, you know, when we were little kids, when you watched the Jetsons and you expected by 2020, we'd all be in flying cars and walking on the well, we're not.
We do have hoverboards.
We do.
That's
all we've got. We did a horrible job. The automotive industry failed. And then we're just now recovering from that. So we didn't really get any of that shit.
No.
The future isn't now, it turns out. It's still later. And Westworld, for that reason, I'm looking forward to see. This will be the first, like, name the last futuristic thing you saw. Probably that Harrison Ford movie with Ryan Gosling, too. What was that called? Like, Timestamp 2021 or whatever. Yeah, it was a famous movie. Mike knows.
Timestamp 2021.
It wasn't called what I just said. Blade Runner. Thank you. Thank you. Same thing. Timestamp, Blade Runner. But yeah, no, I haven't seen a really good futuristic, like, take me there. Yeah. And I'm ready with Aaron Paul.
So I think Aaron Paul is, like, this is what the world is like, and then this is a guy who's going against it and, like, being
Or he's miserable in it. Now, what does he do about it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, I agree. I don't know if it's, like, he's miserable. It looked like they were pretty structured. Like, he had a squad. It makes me think he
is very organized.
He's normal during the day, and at night, or on occasion, he goes and does his, like, countercultural, like, anti-establishment stuff.
Oh, okay, okay, I like that.
And I think through him, we get the idea of, like, we see what a normal person's like, but this is the guy who's doing something about it, and then he encounters Dolores, and then I have absolutely...
Everything goes crazy.
I don't know what the hell happens then.
You have to imagine they bone.
I mean, you kind of do have to.
Are you scared about Aaron Paul? Just very quickly, are you scared about Aaron Paul as an actor, as the casting decision for this? Clearly, he's not, maybe not the main character, but he's the main character that's not the main character. So, are you worried?
I need you to rant on this because I've actually never seen Breaking Bad.
Okay, so Breaking Bad was phenomenal. Aaron Paul's character, unbelievable, one of the greatest of all time. Everything he's done since has been an utter and massive failure.
Like,
so
what?
Every movie he's done has been trash. He's done many, many movies, attempts at being an A-list actor. He did Need for Speed. It was terrible. Every single project he has undertaken, aside from Breaking Bad's El Dorado?
He's in BoJack Horseman.
El Camino.
BoJack Horseman's popular.
BoJack Horseman does not count, though. That's animated. Everything has been a disaster. So Aaron Paul, as an actor, is still trying to find where he fits. And this strikes me as his best opportunity for success since Breaking Bad in terms of what I understand about him as a character actor, his limitations, his abilities. I think this is a very good spot for him. It's a very good opportunity to reestablish his career. He was one of the best, and still arguably is, actors on television, to reestablish himself and show people, like, look, I'm not Jon Snow.
Yeah,
I'm not Kit Harington. I can actually act. I just needed another vehicle that works and is good. So I'm to my point, I was scared up front about it, about Aaron Paul being the cast member. Now I'm excited. I think it gives them a really good opportunity that he ended up in a really good spot where it can sort of be a springboard for not just him, but for the show as well. Like, people will be stoked if it works, and we have to assume it will. It's HBO, it's Westworld, that Aaron Paul... It's like doubles the excitement because you're getting to see a guy revitalize his career at the same time the show having success with season 3.
Before we move on to the next trailer, which is the San Diego Comic-Con trailer, I have a question, and I don't know the answer to this, we're not supposed to yet. He obviously works alongside a robot, so he knows, like, robots are crazy advanced. When he encounters Dolores, do you think he knows she's a robot?
That'll be the interesting thing to see because I'm going to guess yes, based on his experience with robots, that's how he gets the feel for that she's maybe...
But why would he even question it in the first place that she's a robot? Like, do you have to question everything?
We don't know what the setup is, so we don't know yet. Like, are there a bunch of fucking Dolores-style people in this world? We have to imagine not.
Yeah.
That she escaped from this park, she was a very serious and real threat to now everyone else, and then this dude discovers her.
Yeah.
And then where does he go from there? And then the complicated relationship that ensues, I assume.
And we also have whoever the control units are. No idea.
No idea. You want to do the next one?
Yes, let's do the next one. San Diego Comic-Con trailer. This one dropped 6 months ago at San Diego Comic-Con. You know what I was doing 6 months ago, Ross? I was going through your trash. So I saw you sneeze when I was looking through your window one night.
Okay.
And I wanted to make sure you weren't sick, any good friend.
Yeah, I was just caring.
Yeah. So I had to grab a tissue out of your trash and then take it to a diagnostic clinic for testing.
Right.
The results were inconclusive, so I'm not actually sure if you're sick.
Okay.
I accidentally grabbed an unused Chipotle napkin out of the trash instead of the Kleenex.
Yeah, I know. Jared, next time.
Crazy. But it's going to be $8,200 for the testing.
Well, of course. That's reasonable enough.
So
sure.
You want to Venmo?
Please stop digging through my trash. I see you. The window's right there. I watch.
I want you to see.
You watching me watching me. Watching you. Is that how that goes? Oh, whatever, man.
Yeah, let's go play the next trailer. Let's play the next trailer.
Rest of the episode, we're going to play that song. We're not?
Okay, we need to listen here.
Okay, hold on. I'll listen. Okay, there are machines in this world. They're like us, I think is what you said. Futuristic landscape. Hot water. Chicago, perhaps? Oh, look who it is.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to need you to pause this.
But we don't know who she is. Because remember,
She was Dolores.
Yeah, it's going to get real confusing, Jared. That's why we need the podcast.
Is that still Dolores? That's got to be... Wait, who's the other Dolores? Okay.
That's what doesn't make sense. We don't know. We don't know.
Okay, the other Dolores could have been any of the 7 control units.
Any of them.
What if the other Dolores are shooting people? Maybe the other Dolores is Hector.
So, I don't want to mess with that too much. Are they going to give us, like, we all got to switch back into our own bodies? Like, I don't want to deal with that.
That's so confusing.
Please.
That is so confusing.
Please, no.
But this has to be either...
Charlotte was her OG name, right?
Yeah, Charlotte Hale.
Charlotte Hale. And what we knew was Charlotte Hale, Dolores had gotten into Charlotte Hale's body or was using her control unit or whatever to get herself into the real world. But we're seeing obviously actual Dolores at this point too. Maybe we have a multiple timeline situation here, Jared.
I was thinking this could be Charlotte before she got Dolores.
Yep.
I'm thinking the entire...
We get some past, yeah. Look into the setup of the company perhaps. Yes. Maybe we do a little bit of back and forth skis.
We've done that a lot so far.
We have.
Now, I do not want I don't want Westworld Season 3 to turn into essentially Tobias Funke's The Man Inside Me, where it's just a bunch of people inside other people.
No, that's what we want to avoid.
That's going
to
be very confusing. Here's something I've realized upon watching this. Because you and I literally have never seen this before,
yeah.
We shouldn't do live commentary for the ones we haven't seen. We need to hear the audio.
Yeah.
I realized that. I was like, Rush, shut up. No, I need to hear this.
Yeah.
So,
but do you?
Let's go back to the beginning. Yes.
Okay.
No live commentary. Immediate response afterwards.
I won't say a word.
Yeah. Sorry. I was trying to say shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's go.
I'm shutting my fuck up. Okay, the music.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. So they're being searched for.
Yeah. Oh, they have to be, yeah.
Ooh.
Wow, that's something totally different.
That's who she kills in the tunnels, whoever tried to find her.
Jesse Pinkman.
Then we got Pinkman.
It froze. Hope. It froze.
Oh, no.
It froze.
Oh, unfroze. Oh, we're good. We're trying to catch up.
Oh, our boy. Jeffrey Wright. I came back. What?
What? What? Whoa! Maeve. Oh, Maeve dropping the classic Maeve line. And suddenly we're in like the roaring 20s.
That's Nazis.
Nazi Germany. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do all this. This is going to be crazy as hell. I can't wait. The little black dress on Charlotte. What's her name? Help me, Mike. Actress? Evan Rachel Wood. My God. Okay, so...
Is that Adam Driver?
Dude, no. You see a robot being executed.
Oh my God.
Other giant robots.
Riot control. Stubbs!
Whoa. Hector. Jeffrey and Hector fighting. Jeffrey Wright and Hector fighting.
This Nazi Germany shit is going to be the coolest thing I've ever seen.
There's our dude. Oh, shit, that guy. I fucking love that guy.
Who is that guy?
He's an incredible actor.
Okay. It's hard to explain how little Ross and I looked into Westworld intentionally for this purpose, so we could give our live response. Nazi Germany. I'm pretty sure I asked for that 100 times. Every time somebody's like, what park do you want to see? I was like, yeah, World War II. Like, I want to see World War II park. Like,
yeah, we discussed the different parks that would make sense in terms of would people want to go experience this? Yes. Would it be fun? Would it be... And that's an interesting one because I wonder what the... Like, what is the... Why would you be enticed to go to World War II world?
To be in war. I think it's because it's such a romantic... Not romantic. Well, I guess romanticized, but not in like a romantic way.
Will we have guests who are anti-Semites? Will we have guests who are just want to kill the Nazis because they're Jewish and maybe that's a thing, like to go get your rocks off?
Do you pick the Nazi side? Can you go in and be like, I want to be a Nazi?
Dude, the same way on Westworld, you could come in slanging, you know, black hat or white hat.
Indeed.
It's the exact same. You can rock the SS patch or you can rock the star. I have no idea what the setup is going to be. That's why looking at a fucking Nazi Germany Westworld is so wild. I'm glad it's Maeve.
Yeah.
She's the most capable to handle the Nazis, probably.
Yeah.
Unless she's one of them. I don't know. What the fuck?
Dude.
Nazis. Nazis coming, Jared.
I didn't either. And this is one of those... This is the thing about Westworld. We just watched that trailer. And obviously, we know a lot about all these characters.
Sure.
A lot about the show.
Sure we do.
I would have to watch that at least 5 more times.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm obviously going to now. This is like breaking the seal, you know? Like, now I'm just going to watch this
now
on repeat all day,
yes.
Every day.
When you pee-pee, when you're drunk, is what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, there was, Ford created us all for a reason. I'm coming back to make sure she doesn't harm. Like, what, is Arnold, or not
you're
Arnold?
You're making mistake number
Bernard
one.
Bernard coming back?
Mistake number one. Never, ever, ever listen to the dialogue and trailers. It doesn't do shit. It's confusing. They take bits and pieces from different conversations throughout the season, and they try to make it sound as interesting as they can. That's it. So anything you're trying to derive from dialogue and trailers is typically, especially in Westworld, is just going to mislead you. It's going to make you start trying to pull at threads that probably aren't even in the show. So it's like what you said at the front, like, we need to hear this, but yeah, we also don't. All I give a shit is what they're showing us.
Because you know that's going to be in the show.
I know it's there. I know it matters. I know it's real. And they can't use bits and pieces from other conversations to make it confusing.
You're spoken like a true Game of Thrones podcaster.
I've done this.
You've done this so many times.
I'm a professional. The trailers are very confusing and they can be very misleading. So we just want the general setup and that and the hype, right? That trailer was incredibly well done. A minute and a half in, suddenly you're like, I don't know that I could be any more excited. And then they're like, well, here are the Nazis. And it's like, holy shit.
That
How
was,
many timelines?
I don't know. We got Maeve. There was Ashley Stubbs is there.
But
do we think, okay, here's a main question. You brought this up. Great point. Do we think that a lot of this season is dedicated to the search in the real world to kill the hosts who escaped?
That's what I would have to imagine like. That is one of the major storylines in this season is that they know the company, which is
Delos.
What is it?
Delos.
Delos? Is that right?
Yeah.
Delos. Why is it? It's more complicated in my head. Dolores and Delos are way too
yeah, we talked
fucking
about that.
Stupid. They have to be, they know these people have escaped. They have to control the situation. That's absolutely going to be one of the timelines. They've got the riot fucking robot out there and shit.
Is that Charlotte Hale?
We don't know. There's no way for us to know.
That's
got to be Charlotte Hale though, or it's Dolores posing as Charlotte Hale before the.
But they have to know
twistiness
that Charlotte Hale like they got to be on the lookout for Charlotte Hale.
I don't know,
Hale?
And that's the thing
Hale
with
Caesar.
Okay, so I'll say this: a concern from that trailer. You get 10 episodes, maybe. How many
eight,
are they doing?
Eight.
Okay,
eight.
This has become a bigger and bigger theme. People keep doing 8 fucking episodes, which is fine. How are you going to pack all
that?
It's
not fine. It's not fine for us because we get less ad reads in.
Sure, we make less money. It is a problem. HBO, if you could go back up to 10, we'd appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
But it is a lot of trailer, bro, to get me to understand through 8 episodes. Now, Westworld, phenomenal show, unbelievably well executed. But if you were going to make a complaint, this is going to be very, very confusing, which is, again, why you need this podcast. I need season 3 to not... I need it to have a more a better ending. When it ends, I need it to be better than season 2. That's what I'm saying. Season 2 was good, but it was a bit of a sophomore slump in terms of like, what do we do with this world?
Season 1 is the best episode of TV ever.
It was great.
It's the way they tied everything together. Season 2, you can't follow up season 1, but they did it. They did it as well as
they did a great job. It was a very fun, incredibly entertaining season of TV. It just didn't, when it ended, I was like, okay, but this is the thing you and I sort of recognized through the first teaser when it dropped. Well, all that could have, it literally could just serve as a prequel. Like you said at the beginning of the podcast, it's all set up. And if you get the setup right, that's where you get beautiful TV.
From what I've seen so far, I think season 3 could possibly be the best season yet. And I think it's by far going to be the most visually stunning season yet. All these images we're seeing of like cityscapes, and like all the futuristic technology and all the CGI, and then in Nazi Germany. I mean, if you can nail a biopic, as Ross calls it, it's biopic, but Ross refuses to not call them biopic.
It's a biopic.
Biopic. If you can nail a Nazi, essentially like period piece.
Within it?
Within
the show?
This show? I mean, you saw the wardrobe, you saw the machinery.
And this has always been one of the best things about Westworld visually. They do an incredible job with the casting, the costumes, the scenery, the CGI, all of it is beautifully done, and they've clearly taken it all a big step up. But if you look back, there was a ton of great shit. It was just so much desert, so much open West Plains type of shit that you didn't appreciate it as much as you will the insanity in season 3 with the cityscapes and the future and whatnot.
Yeah. Imagine if I told you, this show that you just watched a trailer for, if you'd never seen season 1 or 2, it's called Westworld.
Right.
Like, what?
Well, we always asked that. We were like, what's going to happen when we bust out? Are they still going to call it Westworld? And like, obviously, it'll always be called Westworld, yeah. That was a stupid fucking question. I apologize. I was naive and young. It was 3 years ago-ish.
Yeah, so that what I just watched, and you saw my live reaction. I'm sure somebody might cut a video of that, of my reaction to Nazi World. That was unbelievable. That made me so excited. And now it's time for an ad read, baby. First sponsor. First sponsor of season three. Yeah. And this is the one I like a lot. I like all our sponsors a lot.
All of them.
But I like this one a lot too. Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week?
Literally all those things, Jared.
Yeah, if you respond no, you're a lying liar who lies.
Wow.
Because literally everyone struggles with all of those things, if not most of those things.
At least one of them.
At least one. Personally, like many people, I sometimes get overwhelmed at large gatherings and need to take a quick breather to recharge. Maybe go sit on the toilet and scroll Twitter for a little bit, just like get the brain right, you know?
Sure, sure.
Fortunately enough, I received my Feels CBD test flight that they send to podcasters.
Oh, yeah.
So the podcasters can try Feels ahead of their ad read.
Oh, yeah.
I got that test flight right before going to a large wedding a few weeks ago. I was like, okay, well, pretty good timing here. You know?
Get some CBD up in
here. Yeah. And I could tell when I got it, I tried it out. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. So good, in fact, that I literally brought it with me to the wedding.
Oh.
Because I wanted to see if Feels could make it so that I didn't have to leave, recharge, go sure. text Ross and say.
Leave early, yeah. hide in the bathroom, send a text, fuck all that.
Text Ross, say, hey, can you come pick me up?
Help me, Dad.
You're like, Jared, you're in Pennsylvania.
Dad. He calls me Dad.
Lo and behold, it worked. The CBD worked. And I mean, CBD worked. Obviously, Feels. It always works, but.
Feels.
I could really see the result it had in my body, which is why I really recommend that you try Feels' products. And like I said, they're fam's first.
The flight
sponsor.
Thing they send you is awesome, yeah. by the way. It gives you a really good feel for exactly how much Feels you need to get where you want to be and to feel the calming effects and all the other great things that CBD does for you. So I highly recommend trying out the flight.
It's, yeah, they've got different strengths. So you can see what works for you.
Feels was my first CBD experience, and it was a great one. It was everything I wanted, everything I'd heard about, that all the benefits of CBD and Feels brought it to my to me. So I love the flight. Great shit.
You've probably heard a lot about CBD. You know, this, you might as well try it. It's a very trendy thing, and we have a code for you.
We do.
That I'll get to
discount,
in a second.
Discount, baby.
I gotta tease the code.
Big
just kidding. Well, it's feals.com/freeze. You can become a member through that link and get 50% automatically taken off your first order. What is Feels? And it's spelled F-E-A-L-S, not F-E-E-L-S, Ross.
F-E-A-L-S.
F-E-A-L-S.
Feels.
Feels is premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. What does it do? It helps you naturally reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. It works great for instances of social anxiety as well, as I can say from experience. Place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. It really is that easy. The best way to do it is put it under your tongue. Don't get it like mixed into your drink because your body can't process it as well.
No, you put it right under your tongue, let it sit,
and yeah.
you swallow, and you're good. You're going to feel the effects pretty much instantly.
Right under the tongue, baby.
Yeah.
Real human support they have is, if you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline, a cold line, a free CBD cold line and text message support to help guide your personal experience. It can be confusing. Like I said, I mean, a lot of people you'll see like, oh, CBD coffee, CBD cornflakes, whatever. Like there's a lot to take in. You're like, wait, do I eat it? Do I put it on my skin? Do I drink it?
That's why you want Feels.
Yeah. Feels
take care of you, baby.
They help to take care of you.
Just a couple drops.
You'll feel better naturally. There's no high, no hangover, no addiction. Like I said, you can join the Feels community, and you get Feels delivered to your door every month if you do that. You'll save money on every order. You can pause or cancel at any time. I really do believe Feels can help you like it's helped me. CBD is all the craze right now for a reason. Give it a try.
Start feeling better.
There's also a difference between the good stuff, like Feels,
oh, yeah.
and the stuff you buy at like a corner store that's like
a gas station.
You're like, oh, clearly this eyedropper used to be like, for motor oil. And they're like, no, it's cool, man.
You want to go with the real deal.
The real
Feels,
deal.
F-E-A-L-S.
FEALS.com/freeze to become a member. Get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Our first sponsor, show them some love.
Feels.
They're supporting FAM Season 3.
It's time to freeze.
It's time to freeze. Wow, first time saying that all season.
Mm.
Okay, next Feels. Up. What's funny, we're not going to touch on this episode. Maybe it'll be a bonus content later. There's like a VR trailer. They dropped like a Westworld VR experience.
Why did they do this?
I don't know. It looks kind of tight, but we'll get to that later. So
not a VR guy, Jared. I don't have the fucking headset or whatever.
So the next one we're going to watch is the second to most recent. It is the Insight Anthem trailer. So I recently sang for you the Imagine Dragons song, Insight Anthem.
Sure, yeah.
I don't remember how it went. I'm going to have to go back.
What is this really, though?
I don't know. I'm not kidding you. I didn't do any research. I looked up Westworld trailers. I copied the most recent ones.
I mean, I'm concerned that it really might be a music video of some kind.
Well, we're about to find out. This one dropped 2 months ago. You know what I was doing 2 months ago, Ross?
Me
either, dude. I went to a bootleg Burning Man festival in an abandoned warehouse where they pumped me full of ketamine and then paraded me around like a dog at the Westminster Dog Show.
It sounds like an episode of The Righteous Gemstones almost.
Oh.
Something Keith would do.
Well, I won Best in Show, if you were wondering. if you were wondering. All right, let's get this trailer going. Incite Anthem by Imagine Dragons.
I'm very confused about what this is going to be.
I know, but you can't talk during it. Okay.
I won't talk during it. It's not on yet. Okay, so this is a insightinc.com is the URL provided.
They always drop a new website or an updated website that they want you to check out. And I'm sure we could easily, and I will, click through that for 2 hours because there's going to be a ton of like random stuff. Okay, so here's what I gathered from this. And based on what I saw like in the description when I copied and pasted it, it's kind of what I thought it was going to be. It is a fake commercial for a fake company that clearly exists in the Delos world, in the Westworld, you know,
universe.
So it seems like this company is a biotechnology company that puts a computer in your brain. That's what I'm getting from
this. It causes your eyes to then be able to like do crazy,
yeah,
almost, what's it when you're cyborgy stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It seems to me, so there was a book, a young adult book that we started reading in class. Actually, it's a really stupid story. And this is for some reason, in my ninth grade English class, we still, like, every day spent, like, 5 minutes reading a book for the whole class. And, like, we'd get through a whole book, you know, after a few weeks. And one of them was called The Feed. And it was literally about this. It was about a future where everybody had a computer in their head. Like, you got a chip implanted behind your ear, and it made it so that, like, you could – your vision was optimized with essentially a computer screen. You know, it was like Google Glass, but inside your brain.
Right, right.
And after, I think it was after like 4 days, the teacher stopped reading like mid chapter and was like, "Are you guys enjoying this? Because it doesn't really seem like you guys are into this." And we're like, "Yeah, this book kind of sucks." And so we picked a new book. So hopefully, Westworld season 3 is better than The Feed. Shouts to The Feed.
I would hope so. I would hope so very much. Yeah. So Delos is the only company we'd ever heard of until this teaser here, this trailer, whatever you want to call it. What the fuck is vaporware?
I don't know. I was wondering. Maybe that's a cool. Let's look it up. We can look it up.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
or what that
vaporwave
entails.
Is a style of music. Oh, vaporware. Oh, okay. Vaporware, software or hardware that has been advertised but is not yet available to buy, either because it is only a concept or because it is still being written or designed. Okay, so it's like they're saying they're in market already. They're not. This is not like
a future product.
The Cybertruck, where you can't buy it yet, and they're probably going to change it up a ton.
Now, the thing we see that's really gives us an idea of what maybe we're dealing with here is when that eye zooms in on the eye and we see all the different shit going on in the eyeball, giving us the impression that perhaps this is. There was an episode of oh my god, what's the technology show on Netflix? Black Mirror. There was an episode of Black Mirror that dealt with this sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they're banging in the bed and they're like looking at different things.
You can run shit back, like rewind in your brain or whatever.
Oh, and then he got really pissed and he. Yeah, like, I don't want to ruin it.
No, don't spoil the episode, Jared.
Oh, yeah. Oh, spoil Black Mirror.
Black Mirror season 2, yeah. no, but it to that point, it is a very interesting part of the technological conversation going forward. When we start to introduce these things, we've started with wearable tech. Eventually, it'll be biotech. We all know that's going to happen. It's already begun in some cases. And what is that going to do to our lives? And how is it going to make them more complicated or whatever? And Westworld sort of delving into that arena, another cool wrinkle. The thing that gets concerning again is, are there too many elements being introduced at one time here? We've got Nazis, we've got a whole new company, we're also going to be dealing with the Delos shit, and all of our characters from seasons 1 and 2, we got Aaron Paul. It's a lot for 8 episodes, bro.
It is.
That's the one thing that every time we get a new piece, I'm like, how are they going, how? But
you gotta have...
That's the ride.
You know?
Seeing how they pull it off is sort of that's part of the show.
They got their work cut out for them, that's for sure.
Turns out they're smart and good at this.
You know, I want to jump into some commentary. Every once in a while, I'll have, like, real commentary that's not just me, like, making a terrible joke about going to bootleg Burning Man's.
Okay.
So I think...
I enjoyed the shitty version, but okay.
Yeah, me too. So I think that this might be somewhat of a commentary. I mean, this whole season might be somewhat of a commentary on, like you were saying, biotech. So if you look at all technology, okay. I'm trying to think of a good way to phrase this. So technology starts out usually for the like benefit of human beings, but like that's undeniable. For example,
there's a positive impact that is undeniable.
So, oh, of course we're going to create the internet because we want to be able to
share information, learn,
share medical studies with each other across college campuses, share our research with each other. Okay. Sure. Of course we want to have walkie-talkies so our military commanders can talk to each other.
Well, and can be intercepted. Of course we want cell phones so that we can instantly connect and communicate and send each other pictures and videos and blah, blah, blah.
So it starts out being always... it starts out always being... The point I'm trying to make is starts out being very research-focused, very for the benefit of humanity as a whole.
Sure.
Then, once that technology gets advanced enough, they're like, we're going to roll this out to regular humans, right?
Sure.
So, obviously, the internet was originally for research. Now we use it for whatever the fuck we use it for.
Porn.
Exactly. Everything. You know, phones, originally used for communication for law enforcement or whatever, or for government or for military, and now those get rolled out. And so right now, biotech, it's almost all biotech that's mainstream is for health purposes.
You think the OG phone was just for the government?
No, I'm saying like...
He's shitting on Alexander Graham Bell's
great
dream?
You know what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're saying.
Like walkie-talkies, like instant communication.
Yes.
It's always like, here's why we're doing it. Look at all the great things we're going to do. You don't think about all the stuff regular people are going to use it for, right?
Well, it's like social media is a great one, too. It's it was invented to connect us all and bring us closer together. And then you don't realize like, it also destroys us and tears us further apart. So it's like, hey, technology's fine.
So I think with biotech, it's like, of course, we're going to keep finding ways to integrate technology into human bodies. Because right now, look, this guy's living way longer because we have this pacemaker. This person's got this stint that can be retracted. Blah, blah, blah.
This like, person didn't have a hand. Now they have a robot hand.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think it's like right
Luke.
Now we're at the phase where right now we have all this biotech that's being developed every single day, all this technology that soon enough is going to be used for things to make individual lives easier and not human race life easier.
That's impossible.
Does that make sense?
I'm doing Luke Skywalker still. Luke. Sorry, what were you saying? No, I'm just kidding. I heard everything you said.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes perfect sense, Jared. It's just... I'm scared for how we tackle that.
I don't know how we tackle that.
Inside of season 3.
I think they're going to show us.
I think they are too.
Insight is super interesting. If it's like literally connecting all the human brains, that turns humans into robots even more. That's the second time we've seen human beings and robots. Like,
I wonder
who's which.
Here's the thing though.
Who's walking who?
I know. They give us this trailer, this teaser thing though. And then it could be a pretty minuscule part. We might not get introduced to that company until episode 8 or something. Yeah. I don't know. That'll be the fun ride we get. They do a good job of advertising this show with all the different cool pieces of marketing, and they do very original marketing and different kinds of things and the websites and these cool fake commercials and shit. And they basically give you, hey, here's all the fun stuff we're going to play with this season. Get excited because just like you, we have no clue what the fuck is going to happen. And that's sort of the way the Westworld marketing works, and it's super effective.
Like,
I have not ever been more excited for a season of this show than I am for season 3. Because of the marketing, because of the trailers we've seen, because of all the cool shit and characters, and Aaron Paul.
So time for the date announced trailer.
Oh, the last one?
So yeah, the most recent trailer. So this one dropped 1 week ago. It's been 1 week since the trailer dropped.
Wow. Wow.
I've been saving that one all week, actually.
Unbelievably.
Yes, thank you very much.
Terrible addition to what was already a very, very sketchy podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Phenomenal work.
Thank you. Okay,
I love your singing voice. It brings me peace.
Thank you. And Imagine Dragons, like, who is that? Bare Naked Ladies?
That one was Bare Naked, wasn't it?
So, we are now a Bare Naked Ladies, Imagine Dragons fan fiction
podcast.
Home-written podcast, yes. Okay, here we go. Most recent trailer. This is the newest thing. This is what they want to show us right now in life, Ross.
Tight. Okay, I'm paying attention. Shut my computer. Shut up. Jared, shut the fuck up.
That's poignant.
Oh, wow.
Is it topical? That didn't happen yet. What? 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 What the fuck is this?
Shut the fuck up, Jared. Second Russian Civil War?
Oh my fucking god.
Okay, so the dudes whose voice you just heard is the guy who earlier I was like, that guy, I love that guy. He's awesome. But so what was that? I don't know. I mean, I just...
What? What?
Another element?
I don't even know. I'm going to be fully honest with you. That is not what I expected. I think that was cool. I'm just going to say that first. What?
I saw the reaction to this on Twitter, and I hadn't watched it yet, obviously, but I had a pretty good idea that it was going to give us almost nothing and just make everything a lot more confusing. And as a result, I'm not as fucked up as you are right now. But look what I just said, man. This is what they do. They give you shit that you're going to try to sit here and rack your brain to make sense of how it fits in or what it is or how it just to drive conversation. And it's effective. But what the,
they said the future president-elect's going to get assassinated in Buenos Aires. They're just making that claim on this trailer.
Yeah. So it goes through a bunch of dates up through like 2039, I think, or some crazy shit like that.
2059 or some shit.
Yeah. So it starts with the ones two that we're aware of.
It was Hong Kong protests, and then it was
impeachment of the 45th president of the United States.
And then there's going to be an Indonesian ecological disaster in like May of this year. According to Westworld, which is like, how do Indonesians react to this? They're like, wait, what?
Do you mind?
This is the first I'm hearing about this.
Yeah.
The fuck?
No, but it sounds like that they created a system of some kind. One of the dates was the system initiating that was somehow helping to keep society in line, perhaps.
And then the system collapsed.
Well, or there was something introduced to it that now they can't account for, which sounds like Dolores. Like, she's not supposed to be there.
Whoa.
So the system is fucked up somehow. Wow. I don't know.
That did you steal that off Reddit?
No, I just watched it with you for the first time. Just now.
No, Ross, that was very poignant. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Hashtag poignant is my middle name.
No, so
I'm trying to find this French guy's name. You talk for a while.
I really do think that right now, your theory is my clubhouse leader. I think that, yeah, all this passage happened, which means we can pinpoint essentially what year the future's in based on when the system was initiated, right?
Maybe.
When the disturbance was added or whatever.
There's too many things on there that are too confusing to me to be able to make sense of them. But that is an interesting way to drop another trailer with zero footage.
I love the way they did that.
Voice.
I love the way they did it, like how bad each one was. Which, like, I don't know what they said was worse, the impeachment of the president or the Hong Kong protests, but I feel like that's sort of a political commentary in itself, right? Which is a bigger deal. We're the Westworld crew and we're going to decide.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I don't know how I feel about that one. I don't really know what.
I liked the visual representation of like how bad the Earth is, and it's like, oh, we have the system now, and it like makes it all better. And then it's like, oh, actually, did you see that collapse at the end?
The what at the end?
The collapse.
Collapse.
It got real. It was so big. The system was the problem was so big. It was like worse than every other thing combined. And then it all blew up.
And the spike was bigger.
Yeah.
Is the spike indicative of how big of an issue whatever it is we're looking at was?
I mean, yeah. That's if you look at the different things, it's like that's what they're telling us. Like which one's worse?
Hot. Thank you, God. That took forever.
Thank you, Producer Mike.
Googling left and right.
Vincent Cosell? No, Howard. You think of Howard Cosell. I'm Howard Cosell. You're welcome to the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
So this dude is awesome. He's the teacher in Black Swan. If you're looking for something just...
Wait, like Black Swan Yoga down the street?
Off the top. No,
I can
the
take
movie.
A class with this guy?
The movie. The movie, Jared. Sorry, a great, great film. Black Swan. What else is he in? I'm trying to find. He's a French guy, though. He's got a French accent. He's clearly going to play a big role in this.
One of the Ocean's movies.
He's in one of the Ocean's guys. He's a bad guy. Yeah. He's for sure there.
Oh, is he the guy, the gymnast guy who like goes under all the lasers? Yeah, that guy's tight.
No, he's in Eastern Promises as well. I didn't know they made an Eastern Promises 2. Incredible character in Eastern Promises. Eastern Promises is a great movie, if you've never seen it. Eastern Promises. He plays Kirill. Kirill. First thing I ever saw him in, I think, maybe.
Wow.
I don't know, but he's an unbelievable actor. He's very cool. He was in one of the Jason Bourne movies, and he's probably the biggest addition here. He was in The Beauty and the Beast.
Bigger than Kid Cudi?
Much bigger. Much, much bigger. Actual good act. Like, this dude is a legend. Kid Cudi's a, come on, man, he's a rapper. He's done one show. Okay. This guy is legit. He's legit. Just trust me.
Wow. Okay.
Vincent Cassell.
Well, That was thoroughly enjoyable. I am happy that I waited and I got all those at once. Like, I just feel like you go on vacation to the beach and you just like sit down and let the waves smash you in the face and you're drinking all the water in, but you're like, I'm at the beach,
That's not really how I do the beach, but it sounds great, yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah, it's miserable, but like you're at the beach. So.
Okay, yeah.
That's like, what just happened.
For me, it's more like when I abstain from sexual relations for a month and then I have 40 Victoria's Secret models over to my house all at once and it's just too much to handle. That's how I felt about this.
Yeah. And then you go and you cry in a room.
And then the crying for many, many days in a row to relieve this everything that's built up inside.
You should try some Feel CBD.
To relax and get good sleep.
FEALS.com/freeze.
Absolutely. So stoked for season three, dude. This is the trailers are all one. I mean, each one escalates this insanity a little bit more. The final one being, I'm probably going to spend the rest of my day trying to unpack that. What the fuck?
They said the president. So here's one thing I'll tell you right now, and I legitimately believe this. Whoever schedules where the president goes is going to remember this and make sure the president is nowhere near Buenos Aires, Argentina on that date, they said.
Probably the move.
Right?
The move.
Like, why would they
want that adding up?
I feel like you can move it a day, right? Yeah. Just even if he's like planning, we'll just push it back a day.
Oh, absolutely. Got to avoid that, Jared. I mean, you can't die.
No, you can't have the president-elect dying.
You don't want to die.
That does it for the first episode of our season three run of Freeze All Motor Functions. Right now, I can't tell you when the next episode of Freeze All Motor Functions will be. Could be next week, could be in a month. What I can tell you is that following at Freeze All Motor on Twitter and at Freeze All Motor Functions on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is going to be where you'll get all that info as soon as it becomes available. So make sure you do that right now or Ross will mollywop you.
It's true. I will.
If your name is Michael and you don't follow us on Twitter and Instagram, you're a jerk. You're a real jerk.
Liam, listen, I know you're there. And Liam,
do you always
I know
pick Liam? Why do you always? What's like the name Liam have to do with?
Have
you?
We done a Liam before?
You do Liam every weekend.
Listen, Harvey, it's important that you pay attention to the words coming out of my mouth, Harv. We all know you're there. We all know you haven't subscribed. You haven't rated and reviewed either. You also haven't told anybody else about FAMP. It's time for you to do your thing. The FAMP fam needs you.
The FAMP fam is here.
FAMP fam,
we're back. We're excited to do this with you. Some exciting announcements coming up. Time for the NPR style sign off. Freeze All Motor Functions is brought to you by Bolin Media and hosted by me, Jared Borislow, along with Ross Bolin. This show is recorded by Mike Moody and Grant Davis at Permanent Record Studios in Austin, Texas. Special thanks to Phil from DC, aka Schnapple, on SoundCloud for our intro music, Brad Hess for our outro music, and intern Tarina, who is going to start doing awesome Westworld Photoshops for us again that you can find on our social media again shortly. To see them,
Sarina.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Freeze All Motor. And
she'll
Instagram.
Be on the show, by the way.
She will be on the show.
Yeah.
She'll be live in Stew.
She's coming in. She's trying to get two in with us, I think. She's supposed to text you.
Tight. Yeah.
About dates or something.
Yeah, we need to figure out the dates so I can tell her. Right?
Yes. Text you and then you'll text me.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Why don't we just group text?
Yeah.
Like normal people.
It makes the most sense. Can our phones do that now?
I don't know.
This is a long sign off.
I have a walkie-talkie, not a phone.
Oh, shit. Freeze All Motor. Wait, at Freeze All Motor on Twitter. At Freeze All Motor Functions on Instagram. I will see you soon.
Follow us on social media.
I just said that like five times.
I know, but really make sure you do.
Oh, no. Yeah,
all of them. Follow us.
Yes, do it, please.
Yeah, that's where you're going to get announcements about the new episodes. We're stoked.
Fam.
Season three coming soon. March what? 15th. 25th?
15th.
There's a five in there. You calling from a walkie-talkie? Why do walkie-talkies keep coming up?
Fam.
We should leave. Fam.
Fam. Fam. Fam.